We get support from UC Davis, a globally ranked university working to solve the world's most pressing problems in food, energy, health, education, and the environment. UC Davis researchers collaborate and innovate in California and around the globe to find transformational solutions. It's all part of the university's mission to promote quality of life for all living things. Find out more at 21stcentury.ucdavis.edu.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. This week, the radio audience got a rebroadcast of episode number 10 about Chris Downey, the blind architect, which is often cited as an audience favorite, so you should go download it if you haven't heard it already. That's episode number 10, called 99% Sound and Feel. But for you podcasters, I'm pushing out a special, never-before-released piece that served as the basis for episode number 3 of 99% Invisible, but it's never aired in its full glory until now. Think of it as a slightly thesis-shifted, double-length director's cut of episode number 3. This story is about how a new technology, in this case, the smartphone and the RJDJ Adaptive Music app, can not only change your consumption of music, but can also change the very nature of music itself. And I think it's actually a pretty stunning development in the evolution of music and has even bigger implications than it seems on the surface. So, check it out. When I moved out to San Francisco a dozen years ago, I stopped over in LA to visit my friend Max. And as he drove me around the Hollywood Hills, the song Screenwriter's Blues by Soul Coughing came on the car stereo.
Exits to freeways twisted like knots on the fingers.
And it seemed to sync up with everything in the world at that moment. When the turn signal was flipped on, it always kept the beat. Headlights whizzed by in concert with the bass loop, and the song would crescendo just as a new, amazing vista presented itself through the windshield.
It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles.
If you're of the Walkman generation or the iPod generation, or if you take a lot of drugs, you've probably had this happen to you. And Michael Breidenbrooker is a big fan of this sort of musical serendipity.
That for me was always very magical moments.
That's one of the reasons he created RJDJ, a musical iPhone app that tries to give you that feeling every time you put on your headphones.
We're, you know, combining the world around you with your listening experience. So, you know, the door closes and something really amazing acoustically could happen. Then I'm always feeling like I'm more in a movie, but basically take the movie away and put your life into it, and that's RJDJ.
Robert Thomas is one of RJDJ's composers.
RJDJ creates what we call reactive music, which is a new format of music which changes in relation to what you're doing.
RJDJ is comprised of scenes, which are analogous to songs, but they're more like instructions for songs. There are bits of music, code for the iPhone's own built-in synthesizer, audio filters, and these are triggered by the user according to the composer's plan for the scene.
I call this quantum composing. You think of all these different possible ways that it could be listened to and try to come up with lots of different ways that will create something very interesting to happen in the music. When a sound coming in from your surrounding is very loud, you could have lots of really high notes kind of going and sort of making a really intricate pattern. And when the sound of your surroundings is really quiet, you could have really simple kind of drone sort of making really kind of quiet sort of sounds. You can have all kinds of path changes in the music based on analysis of their behavior in their environment.
So sounds from the mic change the song, but so does the accelerometer in the phone. That's the thing that senses movement. Time spent listening can be a factor, and even GPS data can be incorporated. And all these stimuli work in concert to create an augmented reality.
Which is the kind of mind-blowing thing when you're listening to it. The way I see it is it kind of feels like you're seeing some inner beauty in everything, you know. And I think that's where the really great scenes that people have made so far really work. I mean, the most famous one that people get that from is a scene called Eargasm, which is this kind of harmonic overlay over reality.
I had my wife May put in the patented white earbuds and check out one of the scenes for the first time.
This one's called Eargasm. So.
Right.
Wow.
It's what a steel girder would hear if a steel girder could hear. It's kind of like being in a horror movie, but not quite horrible. You know, it definitely has that horror movie soundtrack quality, like something bad is coming, but we haven't hit the note yet. Oh, but now we have, because there it is.
So most users report that the eargasm scene makes them hear the beauty in all things. And in the environment where my wife was listening, she said it felt more like a horror movie. And that's kind of RJDJ in a nutshell.
It's almost as if we have been in a silent movie before, and now you're all of a sudden in a movie that has a soundtrack.
The possibilities are endless. If someone made the Bourne Identity chase music into an endless reactive music scene, I swear there is nothing the CIA could do to stop me.
Yeah, you heard me, Panetta.
But the makers of RJDJ aren't content simply changing your perception of reality. They're really looking to change music itself.
To understand the sort of consequences of this advancement to composition of music, you kind of have to look at it over a really wide timescale. And, you know, thousands of years ago, music was something that, I guess, passed between people.
And as a song was heard and replayed by someone else, it changed constantly.
Relatively recently, we've invented notation, which tries to record what that is, what piece of music is, and in some kind of more definite form. And then very recently, we've got used to the idea that music can be recorded and frozen in time into some form of conceptual object. And that object could be a CD, a piece of vinyl, a tape, or an MP3. They're all conceptually exactly the same thing.
And at this point, a single version of a song, a single performance of a song, became the song. And those thousands of years of mutability ended. But the technology of RJDJ puts an end to that.
Now, the studio is actually inside the iPhone. And that's essentially what RJDJ is, really, is a studio inside an iPhone. When that happens, when the delivery point of music is actually a studio itself, something really magical happens, because it means that that mixdown, that way of freezing music in time in a recording, is no longer really necessary. It means that you can have multiple possible ways of experiencing a piece of music. So it's kind of like worlds of music that you can explore.
The promise of RJDJ is an unparalleled musical synchronicity with your surroundings. Rather than putting on a set of headphones to block out the rest of the world, RJDJ listeners will plug into a constantly changing, unique soundscape that connects them to what they are doing and where they are in the world. I imagine walking around San Francisco, listening to a mashed-up composition of punk and hip-hop that gives me a history of the neighborhood I'm traveling through. And the GPS will trigger a sound clip from Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo when I pass through Knob Hill.
Have you had any dizzy spells this week?
I'm having one right now. I mean, the music, don't you think it's sort of...
And the tempo will speed up as I scurry out of the way of an obnoxious bike messenger into the path of an unnoticed oncoming cable car. My sudden lack of all movement as I lie on the pavement will elicit a pleasing harmonic drone from the iPhone earbuds, which will mix beautifully with the sirens from the paramedics as they approach.
Stop!
Or you can choose your own adventure. Well, that's the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned in the coming weeks, because I have lots of stories from me, as well as stories from some of the best radio producers in the world who happen to be friends of mine, which is rocking that they're doing pieces for 99% Invisible. I'm so happy about that. So stay tuned for that and spread the word. You guys have been so great. So Twitter and blog and Facebook, and join up on Facebook and like it on Facebook. I would really appreciate it. I'm still trying to get funding for the back half of the year. So everything you can do to spread the word helps us out. All right. Thanks so much. Take care.